What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. Baby, don't hurt me.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Bros Before Rose. I'm Alex Toy.
I'm Alan Moss.
And it's time to get horny.
Yes, it is. And wow.
Wow. That's
wow.
Okay, so let's get some housekeeping out of the way.
Yeah.
Number one. We just watched this episode.
Huh.
It is Monday night.
It's
10:44.
Flash.
We left the bar 44 minutes ago. Maybe like half an hour ago. You had to poop.
Yeah, it's true. I had.
But
so much emotion in me.
There was so much emotion in this episode. But like, the second piece of housekeeping.
I had drama-ria.
That we need to get. We really want to start an episode like that. This episode. We're starting this episode with a fucking poop
I'm
joke.
I'm sorry. It just came to me.
Just watched this.
Yeah.
Second piece of housekeeping. This episode was, to quote our father, the most dramatic episode yet.
I mean, more like not ever. Maybe Artie's and Becca's was the most dramatic.
But this was incredible.
This was up there, dude.
The next bit of housekeeping is because it's a continuation. Because of how dramatic this episode was, we did not take any notes.
We couldn't take our eyes off the screen.
Usually when we try to record that hot take episode, I have like my iPad to take notes at the bar. I just didn't. I couldn't.
But it's fresh, man. I'm telling you, it's in there. It's in our heads.
I fucking couldn't. Yeah, it's there.
Excuse me.
You're good. So this is like the hottest, the freshest of takes.
Oh yeah.
All
of this energy you are getting right now, people.
Yeah, you're getting the best of us right now.
Yeah, BBR Nation. I mean, let me tell you.
To quote the Foo Fighters, is somebody getting the best of you? Yeah, you're getting the best of us right now. Someone else isn't. You're getting the best of us right now. Holy shit! The third piece of housekeeping. Third piece of housekeeping. We just ordered a pizza.
Yeah. So jealous much?
Just so y'all know, pizzas are coming.
It's that kind of episode, people.
So we apologize for like the swift editing we're gonna have to do, and the fact that you are gonna hear us chewing in like the second half of this episode.
And it's gonna be glorious.
It's gonna be so good. So Alan, it's been a long time since we've recorded an episode, just like fresh off the bar.
I know. It's nice to finally have this time.
Yeah. I think the first thing we should get through is just like, how was your week, man?
Oh, it was good, man.
Had a good week?
Yeah, it wasn't like, it was definitely like a good even week for me.
I mean, the last episode we recorded on Thursday, so it wasn't that long ago.
That's true.
How was your weekend, I guess?
Nice weekend. It wasn't super busy.
That's good.
Got everything done. It was nice.
That's good.
How about yourself?
It was a busy weekend. I got a lot done. I got some good stuff done.
I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah, I got some good stuff done. I had work, obviously. I work weekends, just like you. Mm-hmm.
We work very similar hours.
We do work, and you work the daytime on the weekends, though.
Yeah,
right?
yeah, it's true.
I'm still on that night shift. Yeah, I'm still on that night shift. I'm okay with that. I like nights. I like working nights. Banter over. Let's fucking talk about this.
Because guys, this energy that we have here in the car, we were literally just like, I can't handle this. I don't know what to do.
This episode might be short now that I'm thinking about it.
It's great.
All right.
Fine.
So let's talk. Let's open it up.
Yeah.
This episode begins with, they do, you know, the whole like, you know, last week on The Bachelor, but they gave us like more insight into it that we saw a lot more of what happened during hometowns.
Yes.
The part of the season where Colton goes to the hometowns.
Ah, that's what happens during that time.
We saw a lot more of that in like the recap than we usually would with a standard recap.
Yeah, they even though we know there wasn't a lot of drama, they tried to drama it up again.
We were reminded that Kaylin went home.
Yes.
She was blindsided. We were reminded that she was blindsided.
Yeah.
We were reminded that of Colton's conversation with Tayshia's dad.
Yes.
We were reminded of Colton's conversation with Cassie's dad.
Yes.
How he didn't get his blessing.
The one he didn't get.
This is the one he didn't
get.
The one that got away. We didn't see anything about Hannah G's hometown, really.
Nope.
Guess it's not going to be important this week.
Yeah, maybe not. Who knows?
Who knows? We can't tell you. So we go, we open up on really picking up right where we left off last week. Caitlin has just gone home. We're still in California. Colton is sitting down with Chris Harrison.
Yeah, as you remember, at the end of that last episode, he's like, Chris, can I go talk to you?
Can we talk?
Yeah, can we talk? And they're like, oh my God, what's he going to talk about?
What's he talking about? So Colton and his father sit down and they have a nice discussion. So, and Colton says,
So dad? Hey, dad?
Yeah, yes, son.
What's sex like? What is sex?
That's when you and Becca decide to get choose to get intimate in the fantasy suite.
But what happens then?
Well, that's up to you and Becca to decide.
Oh, okay.
The reason I keep saying Becca is because Colton mentions her name.
Yes.
Like he says, "Do you remember our conversation right before Becca's fantasy suite state?"
Yes.
Like before and Chris Harrison is like, "Yes, I remember."
As in, like, it was a weird conversation for me too, Colton.
And Colton basically says, "Can we have it again?"
Yeah, you want to do that again?
Like he says, "Well, I don't want to have that conversation again. But can we have that conversation again?"
It was amazing.
It was
for the second time in a year's worth of Bachelor programs. Another man has asked has asked Chris Harrison for sex advice.
And well, not just that, because Colton has, you know, he's got the power role this season, rather.
Yeah, yeah.
Last week, you know, Becca was in control. This week he is. So he does talk with Chris Harrison. What are you going to say?
I had a really bad joke.
What are you going to say? You make a joke about Colton being like a power bottom?
No, well, first he was the bottom. Now he's the top.
I'm not upset about this. But Colton actually like assures Chris Harrison, like he knows what he wants to do this time around. Like he feels more confident. He knows who, yeah. He feels very confident. Well, not very confident, but more confident than he did going into Becca's season.
Remember I kind of mentioned this after listening to Nick Vile's podcast when he had Rachel Lindsay on?
Yeah.
He said, going into the fantasy suite that, like, kind of who you're going to, like, who it is at this point. And you kind of have to, like, not have sex with the other two.
Yeah. Colton feels pretty confident right now.
Yeah.
Like, he's... Like it's like we'll talk about this more later in this episode. But Colton's kind of already, he kind of knows who he wants to get down on one knee in front of.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, now's not the time, Discord. I bet it's Kyle.
What a dingus.
Colton is feeling. He's like I feel good. I think he even says like I'm losing my virginity. I know what's
going. I'm gonna do it,
Dad.
Do the thing, Dad. You'll be proud of me then, won't you, Dad?
Then we can go out and have a catch, right?
Right, Dad.
You'll
take me go get ice cream after, right, Dad?
And Chris Harrison says, "Of course, my son."
Yeah, yes, my son.
You will get ice cream.
Don't worry, I'll take you to get two scoops.
I'll tell you where we're not going. Carl's Ice Cream in Fredericksburg, Virginia.
That's.
I tell you where we're not going. It's there.
Let me tell you. The ice cream smells the same anywhere else, Colton. Yep. Don't worry.
And no one's going to be there to put to smash ice cream into your face because you sent her home. Yep.
You idiot.
Yep.
Stupid boy.
Stupid. You sent home Caitlin.
What a schmuck.
What an idiot.
What an idiot.
But we're not.
What a maroon.
We're not talking about Caitlin anymore.
No, we're not. Well, maybe. Yeah.
Well, I not that. Honestly, no. We're not talking about Caitlin this episode.
Oh no, not to this episode.
Not this episode.
Maybe in others.
Maybe in the future, we'll talk
about
Caitlin. Who knows? No one. Not us. Maybe Chris Harrison.
Maybe Chris Harrison definitely.
Chris Harrison
knows.
Definitely knows.
He knows everything.
He knows everything
about The Bachelor.
He just knows that he hosts Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Everything. Oh, that's true. You're right. Yeah. You're right.
So the women are in still like the rose ceremony room, and they're all holding their roses, and they're like saying like, "What's going on?
What is this? Yeah, what's happening?
What's this conversation?"
And then they're all kind of like. Well, he's probably talking about fantasy suites.
Yep.
Which, yeah.
And Hannah G, in her really only appearance in this episode, is saying, like, he's talking about fantasy suites. They're talking about sex.
Yeah, they're talking about banging.
They're talking about sex right now.
Yeah.
Colton enters the room. Everyone's thrilled to see him.
And he just gets, like, really, like, low. And just He's not really getting very excited. He's like,
well, because he just sent Caitlin home.
Right.
And, like, I feel like he's, like... That was a difficult decision for him. Mm-hmm. That was difficult, but he's this boy knows what he's doing now.
Yeah.
this boy knows what's up. And he's a little somber, but he turns it around pretty quickly. He can turn it on and off, you know. Mm-hmm. And he, you know, announces to the women, "All right, guys, we're going traveling again."
What?
Because he even says how much he likes travel. He's like, "I like traveling. This is good.
Travel is good.
Travel is good. I want travel to be a part of my relationships."
Colton likes travel. Need travel. Want travel.
Colton liked to travel.
Colton liked travel. Colton like.
Planes? Colton likes planes.
Colton like planes.
You think Colton likes planes? Like Colton he just enjoys planes. Yeah. Well, how could you? I'm sure
he definitely
flies first class. He definitely flies first class.
So he definitely likes planes.
Yeah, I think so.
Because you know who doesn't like planes? Everyone else.
Everyone else.
You're not in first class. You don't like planes.
No, of course not. I hate planes.
No one. No. Like if we flew first class, I'm sure we'd be like, "This is
oh,
the
I'd
best
love
thing
planes
ever.
Flying first class would be wonderful."
Yeah, exactly. But you stick us in a regular plane. Even we're not. We'd have to sit across the aisle from each other.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
Yeah.
But oh, I don't want the baby in the back and like this couple next to me having a fight or some bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't want that. No.
Hold on, real quick, shout outs to JetBlue.
Yeah.
You know, most legroom and coach, I'll give him that.
I'll give him that. You're goddamn right you are.
I pay a little extra to fly JetBlue. I get their even more space seats that have a little extra legroom because I'm a tall boy.
Right, even a little extra legroom and those blue chips.
Yeah. And you know what? I have rarely been disappointed with a JetBlue flight.
Yeah, thank you, JetBlue.
The amount of legroom they give me, it's adequate. It's more than adequate.
Yeah, exactly.
It's more than adequate.
JetBlue, we'll take our checks at any time, please.
Yeah. Powerade?
Powerade?
Sorry.
Sorry.
We're hitching our wagon to a different blue product.
We're very sorry that you had to find out this way, but we will be terminating our contracts with you post haste.
You know, I take it back. We'll keep our contracts with Powerade.
Do you think they'd be okay with that cross branding?
Yeah, I think so.
Like we're on a JetBlue flight, like
drinking
wearing, like,
blue Powerade,
drinking blue Powerade,
wearing
blue suits, but with a blue Powerade jacket over it.
Yeah,
I think they'd be okay with that.
Yeah,
cross promotion.
Hey,
eating blue chips.
Powerade, JetBlue, hit us up. Yo, you guys need new
spokespeople? We take it back. Yeah, we take it back. Powerade, we're still in.
You need new spokespeople, guys? We're here for you.
Yeah, no problem, guys.
Because let's be real. Who better to advertise how JetBlue has the most legroom and coach than two large men who need the most legroom and coach?
Yeah, no, legitimately, they weren't lying. This is the best legroom.
This is a lot of legroom.
This is a lot of legroom.
I'm pretty happy with this amount of legroom.
This is good.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, I'm parched. Can I get some Powerade?
Get some Powerade over here?
And then they bring us Powerade.
Hey, whose leg do I got to get some Powerade?
And then, but then we get Powerade.
And then we get it.
And then we're hydrated.
And then we look in the camera and smile.
And we smile.
Wink.
Definitely a wink. And there's like, you know, that little ding sound.
Ding. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And it'll look great.
It'll look so good.
So, The Bachelor.
What the fuck were we talking about?
Colton likes planes because they're going on a trip.
Colton likes planes, right. They're going on a trip. They're going to Portugal.
Portugal.
Colton refers to it as the oldest country in Europe.
Which I can't fact check him.
Can't fact check that. Although, I'm going to be honest, I'm pretty... Maybe the founding of Portugal was like first before all the others.
Yeah,
but
maybe.
In terms of landmass, I think Portugal's been there about as long as everyone else.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Stupid. It's a stupid
what a
thing.
Stupid
it's a
idiot.
Stupid
what
thing
a stupid
Colton said.
Jerk.
They fly to Portugal.
They do it. They do the thing.
They fly to Portugal.
We don't get a Portugal.
No, we don't because the women aren't together.
No, they're not.
They're staying in three separate hotels.
And they're lost in thought.
Now, all three of them are lost in thought. We get a montage of each woman walking near water.
Or like on a balcony.
Yeah. Because
it's where the land meets the sea.
Where the mountains meet the
sea. Mountains
meet
the sea.
Mountains meet the sea. That's what Colton says. And we get a fun, recap montage of each woman.
They get, flashbacks during it.
Yeah.
And then they're, they're looking very somber into
the... from the time I stepped out of the limo.
I knew Colton was the one. Well, I didn't, but then I got to know him, and then I knew.
And I'm really excited about taking the next step in this journey with Colton.
And I think Colton is the one I want to move on with.
We're going to bone down.
I'm going to bone him. Hard.
And we say this, they're saying this over, like a cloudy image of like rolling in a bed together, or
like, you know, or yeah, jumping, like putting on someone's jersey and then jumping into another bed with him.
Yep.
And or having sex in a fucking shower. They didn't have sex.
There wasn't like penetration. No,
there wasn't. You know? But that, look, we all know my feelings on that shower sex.
We scene. All know how you feel about the shower.
Not the shower. The shower scene.
The shower scene.
I shower, okay? I don't want you pushing this narrative, okay, that might start right now that I don't shower.
I didn't shower today.
I'm not saying that you didn't shower today or that you don't ever shower, but it's like, we know how you feel about the shower. Like, that, I don't like that. I don't like where that could go. And I don't want that being a thing that starts.
You want this to be part of your brand?
No, I don't. No. I don't want that to be part of my brand.
All right, fine. We'll leave it at that.
Son of a bitch.
sorry. It's time for the first date.
The first
really.
Date, yeah. The first so, date. So yeah, we get those little asides, little flashbacks, whatever, and it's date time.
It's date time.
And who is it, Alex?
Tayshia.
Tayshia. Tayshia is our first fantasy suite.
Yep. Welcome back to the Fuck Palace, Alan.
Oh, it feels so good.
The Fuck to Palace be in the is fuck back. Palace. Welcome back.
Oh God.
So Tayshia gets the first Fuck Palace date. They meet up in like a field.
In a field of dreams.
In a field of dreams. And they're happy to see each other. They hug. And
did we get a koala?
I don't think I saw a koala.
I didn't see a koala.
But they and Colton's like, hey, I think, you know, we're in Portugal. It's where, yeah, the mountains, I think we're in Portugal. Sea. It's a really nice place. I think why don't we take some time to see look around a bit.
Why don't we hitch a ride?
Yeah, and we thought this was going to be a boring walk around kind of date.
Yeah,
you know,
walk around town
like Ari had all the time
for every date.
But Colton and Tayshia, they turn a corner and boom, helicopter.
Whoa!
Helicopter painted with the Colombian flag for some reason, yeah, despite the fact they're in Portugal.
This was very weird. Yeah, this is a little weird.
Very weird. Not what we were expecting. Hey, Google, show me the Portugal flag.
I think it's like green and white.
I just want to see which flag.
Green and red.
Yeah, it's green and red.
I don't know why I said white. I don't know what.
No, it's green and red. But the helicopter was not painted with these colors. It was very much like the Colombian flag.
Yeah. Or maybe the Ecuadorian flag. I think Ecuador also has
has the same colors.
Not the same colors. I think it's a more golden yellow.
Okay.
I think. Don't.
Regardless, the color of the helicopter does not match.
Yes, it doesn't. That's the whole point.
That's the point. They get in the helicopter and Tayshia's excited. I've never been in a helicopter before.
Don't lie.
Colton is less excited because he has been in a helicopter before.
Just so many times. Yeah, I've done this a lot.
Yeah, I've been in helicopters. Ain't nothing to me. This is like taking a cab.
Which we thought they were just going to do something fucking crazy. He was going to get some revenge.
Like, yeah, I thought this was going to be like a revenge thing. We're
guess
jumping
what?
Out of this.
Put on this squirrel suit. We're jumping into the ocean.
It's time. We're jumping. We're going to go. We're going
to. What? We're doing
we're
it.
We're putting on wingsuits and we're going to fly like it's a fucking Far Cry game.
Yeah, exactly. I really thought that's where we were going with this, but no.
But that's not what happened.
But no.
But mistake. So they fly around. They fly to like a lighthouse. Tayshia forgets how to wear jackets.
That was very funny. Like, just wear a cape at that point.
Yeah, she's doing that thing where she just like has the jacket draped over. Like, she doesn't put her arms in the sleeves.
Yeah, I don't know. I like the jacket to wear me.
You're still wearing a jacket if you do
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She wears that jacket. It's a good jacket.
They have matching leather jackets.
Yeah, they're both wearing leather jackets.
Yeah, Hell's Colton's.
Yeah, Hell's Colton's. Colton's Angels.
Not Colton's Angels, yeah.
Too much like Charlie's Angels.
Yeah. But Hell's Colton's.
Colton's. Hell's.
I only know one biker gang and it's Hell's.
Yeah, like I know like, you know, The Lost, but they're from Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
The
Colt.
I really only know one biker gang.
Yeah, I only know one biker gang.
So they're at this lighthouse, like on a cliff by the sea. It's by the ocean.
Cliff by the sea.
It's really nice, to be fair.
It was very picturesque.
Yeah, it's very picturesque. Like it's nice.
I liked it.
And they like put down a blanket. And honestly, what doesn't look super comfortable?
No, there's a lot of rocks.
A lot of rocks.
You're getting a rock right up the tush.
Yeah, a little bit. Like Like, it didn't even look like they, like, brushed some of the rocks out of the way. They just put a blanket
on
it.
All right, this is where it goes. And the blanket did not look very comfy either.
It didn't look like a thick blanket.
You need to up your blanket.
There
game,
wasn't any, like, cushion
bachelor
in the blanket.
No,
it was
yeah,
like, it looked like a tablecloth.
Yeah, it really did. I wasn't impressed.
Yeah. And they sit down and they have a conversation about their relationship, about Tayshia's dad,
where things are going. Tayshia said that, you know, it meant something that at the, while they were like leaving, and that Tayshia's dad was, you know, like ready to give his blessing,
like begrudgingly
yeah,
gave like some form of a blessing.
Yeah,
but also, and I stand by, I think like Tayshia's dad and Colton like got along a lot better than the previous.
Yeah, I think he actually did like Colton a lot.
Yeah,
and it was like, now that I'm seeing this, I feel like there is something there. And,
yeah,
and I was like, that's really good.
Yeah,
and so that meant a lot to Tayshia, and you can kind of tell from both of their how they're reacting through all this. They're both super fucking nervous.
Oh God, yeah, because they
this
both
is the
know
first. They both know this is the first one.
Yeah, they both know that. Which we talked about this last, you know, Fuck Palace episode.
Yeah,
that like do the contestants know what order the lead is going in? And I feel like usually no, but
and
I feel
Tayshia
like this time
knows.
Definitely yes.
Tayshia definitely knows. So she can probably feel his energy.
Yeah, because they're both very obviously nervous. They both know that this date is supposed to end in sex.
Generally, it doesn't. Yeah,
like as far
and
as
I
like,
think Tayshia's ready to go.
Yeah, no, I feel like they. I think she.
Sorry. I'm not trying to imply that she's in any way like promiscuous. I'm trying to just say like, just from her interaction with Colton, I think she's totally into him, and she is even kind of letting on during these conversations that she's like ready to like.
Oh yeah.
Really take this to the
yeah,
that level, and she's ready to like she is into him. Now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And Colton is clearly very nervous about what could potentially be his first time having
sex.
Yeah. And it's very obvious.
Oh, yeah.
And it becomes more obvious in a few minutes when they go to dinner.
Oh, my God, yes.
Because was there anything else during, like, the daytime portion?
She made this one, like, they made this one dumb joke about, like, his pants being too tight.
Oh,
and, like,
yeah.
She
this
tried
was
to make
weird
it into a sex joke, I guess.
Yeah.
And, like,
because, like, he was sitting, like, with his legs out, I guess. And she was like, what, are your pants too tight? And he just goes, no, I'm just not very flexible.
Maybe it's because I'm a virgin.
Probably because I'm a virgin. And it's like, why would you bring that up right now,
Colton? Oh, we forgot on the helicopter. They're like, so what are they making? You're like, dates? What else? Olive oil? Extra virgin olive oil? Oh, it's going to be extra virgin olive oil.
Because
I'm a virgin.
Because they have to make, because ideally, you know, at the end of this week, the virgin jokes have to stop.
Right. The writers are like, guys,
we need to get this all out.
This might be our last chance. Just get it out.
Get it all out there.
I want one like every other word is a virgin.
It's got to be virgin jokes.
Yeah.
And that's what we got.
Fuck yeah, we did.
So daytime portion of this date over.
Yeah.
Moving on to the evening portion.
Mm-hmm.
They sit down at a table. They have dinner. This is where we.
This
see...
was one of the most entertaining / awkward dinners.
And the thing is, it was
I've
so
seen.
Awkward, but it felt very genuine.
Yes, that's what I can't understand with a lot of what's going on in this show.
Yeah,
with just like, their relationship feels so fucking real.
Yeah,
that I can't fathom why maybe he has like feelings for other people.
Yeah,
it's weird, right?
I really do feel like especially at this point in the episode that. Out of the three remaining women, Colton's relationship with Tayshia is the weakest.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's bad.
Right. But no, I know what you're saying.
But compared
I know what
to the
saying.
Other two, I think it's probably the weakest.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
They sit down. Tayshia is wearing a very low-cut dress. And
well,
she
like middle
is,
cut, too.
Yeah. Like, she's very concerned that one of her boobs is going to pop out.
And then Colton's even like,
And they're both kind of like she even like...
Colton like keeps looking. And
yeah.
And, like, I posted that this on Twitter, but it's like there's a Dave Chappelle skit, like, very early on
yeah.
in the show where there's a woman dancing in his car.
Yeah.
And, like, you can see him, like, looking at her, and he's just, like, staring, like, oh, my God, is her boob going to fall out? And I posted that on Twitter because that's
yeah.
literally what it was.
Yeah.
And apparently a nip slip did happen, and you couldn't see it.
Yeah, we couldn't see it. And she also, like, said, it's like, no, there's, like, tape in there. It shouldn't, nothing's going to happen. But I think it did.
It did. And they made it, like, it was just cute. And,
but
like,
it was
the
cute,
banter behind
it. Especially when you remember
funny.
That they're supposed to have sex in, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's...
Maybe.
Maybe. Who knows? And it just fuels the awkward... Do you think, like, the producers planted, like, bad boob tape to like make this worse.
Wow, what a fucking like scandalous thing.
Yeah.
We gave her the bad boob tape, Chris. Don't worry, we're getting a nip slip tonight.
Like we're gonna the sexual tension already gonna be high.
Palpable.
How can we make it worse?
Give her the bad boob
tape. The bad boob tape.
The bad boob tape. And like we've Chris been saving Harrison, it for this particular situation.
Chris Harrison opened, there's two drawers. One of them says good boob tape, and the other one says bad boob tape. And he goes, okay, pulls out the bad one. We've said boob tape too many times.
It's a real thing.
No, it's a real thing. It's a real thing. Yeah, it's a real thing.
Do you think, like, there's a war room for The Bachelor where Chris, like, sits in a big chair?
Oh, there absolutely is. No, there absolutely is.
He sits
is.
In a big chair, and he's, like, stroking his face, and it's like, so what do we do this time?
No, there absolutely
is. Hit me with your ideas.
Well, because Chris Harrison is, like, the head of security. Like, he's, like, he has, like, a room, like, with monitors. Like, he can see everything that's happening all the time.
Oh, my God. Yeah, like a legitimate war room.
Yeah, like a war room. I'm thinking, like, you know, like, Hank Pym's lab in Ant-Man where he has
Yeah.
He definitely has that, 100%.
I'm trying to, like, make a situation room joke, but, like, I can't like, fit Bachelor into it.
That's fine. You don't have to.
I just want you to know the sentiment was there.
Yeah. Dinner, they don't eat.
They don't eat.
They be awkward.
They be awkward.
They be awkward. And then...
Because this is where the energy is real awkward, because it's like, oh, we can go upside right now!
And also because I think Colton knows that... You know, this isn't like the strongest relationship.
Yeah,
like this ain't it.
This ain't it.
Yeah, which is difficult.
Yeah,
you know,
very difficult.
Very intimate.
Very intimate, though. So they go into the fantasy suite. Oh, well, she opens the card.
Yeah, Colton gives her the fantasy suite
And the card just says butts.
It doesn't say that. It says, you know, Chris Harrison. It says, you know, hey, hope you guys are enjoying your time in Alvarez. No,
Al something,
Portugal. Hope it's great. If you so choose, you may forego your individual rooms and spend the night as a couple in the fantasy suite. Chris Harrison. You've got dad's permission.
P.S. Butts.
Butts. So they go to the hotel room, and
there's a bubble bath drawn for
already,
them.
A bubble bath. It's already ready.
I want to take bubble bath.
It's already ready for them. There's fruit and wine. There's a
like,
bed.
Wow, dude. Are they like trying to be like, they're like, yeah, fucking have sex.
Yeah.
This is some sexy, horny time.
The scene is set.
Yeah.
The like, scene is set.
Some stuff's about to go down.
Yeah. We're ready.
Yeah.
And the last thing we see is Colton just like closing the door right on the
cameraman. And then a giggle.
And then you hear a giggle.
Which is like always just like...
Just like, giggling.
What's going to happen?
Morning. It's morning now.
I'm awake.
Colton and Tayshia, they're both not wearing a whole lot of clothes.
Mm-mm.
But still more clothes than you'd expect. Considering
there's some towels on the floor.
Yeah.
Do you think that was strategically placed just to make it you think that they got in this bathtub? Or do you think they took a bath?
They may have taken a bath.
Do you think they got they didn't have sex? Do they got sexy?
Yeah. They definitely got sexy.
Hand stuff.
Yeah. Tayshia basically confirmed that they didn't have
sex. And so did Colton. They both said that Colton said he did not have sex.
They didn't have sex. Like, Tayshia said, like, we didn't get, like, as intimate as I would have hoped, which in my head means hand stuff.
Yeah, hand stuff.
They did some hand stuff.
Others, yeah, like, yeah. Which, all right.
Yeah, no, good for y'all.
Yeah.
Hey, always fun. Nothing wrong with
a
little hand stuff.
You didn't get that knot, but you got something.
But yeah, you got a little something out of it. Not bad.
A little something.
Yeah, and they all right. This was weird. As Colton and Tayshia like they leave the bedroom, they then go to they're like heading towards like the main room area.
And there's just
breakfast there.
Breakfast just sat there.
Someone went in there and laid out breakfast.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Some producer just like opened the door. All right, excuse me. Don't worry. Don't get out of bed. I'm just going to leave a little breakfast here for you. Okay.
Hi. Knock, knock.
Hi. It's me. I'm just leaving a little breakfast. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry.
All right. Look at you kids having a good time.
Yeah.
like a very intrusive Jewish mother just comes in. Oh, look at you kids having a good time. I'm not going to bother you. I'm just leaving you a little breakfast. And then you can eat it anytime you want.
That's exactly what happened. Because they do eat a little breakfast. They do. They have a little bit of breakfast. Pizza time.
Pizza time. They're having a nosh. We're having a nosh.
We're having our pizza.
They're having our pizza.
Shout out to Domino's.
Shout out to Domino's.
The blue box.
The blue. No.
Powerade.
JetBlue. The blue part of Domino's. So only 50% of Domino's can support us.
Yeah.
The other part can go fuck itself.
Yeah, we're not there for that.
No,
part.
I'm not here for you.
Yeah.
You're not in it for the right reasons.
Nope. They're not.
Okay. So they have their little bit, a little nish nosh.
A little brekkie.
Little brekkie. Yeah, I agree.
And then they walk out. Tayshia says, "Can I walk you out?" You know how you say to someone as they're about
after
to leave,
after you've maybe like done hand stuff.
As you've done gotten a little handsy.
Can I walk you out? Panky?
Can I walk you out? Yeah.
Can I see you to your Uber?
Yeah. And Tayshia and Colton walk outside of this hotel room. They
exchange pleasantries.
Maybe press their faces against each other a little bit.
Push his face into her face.
And then Colton walks away.
And all this time, well, Tayshia even says though, "I'm in love with you."
Yeah, Tayshia's like in love with this boy now.
Now she officially she's in love.
She's
with
in
boy.
Love. She's in love with the boy.
So he walks away, and we get some kind of bad news, which you kind of expected was going to happen, though. Which is Colton goes, you know, I'm really enjoying my time with Tayshia, but I'm just thinking about my time with the other women.
Yeah, he said he's immediately thinking about the other two.
Oh,
which is like, okay. So,
well, Tayshia's not winning this competition.
Someone's headed home this week.
Someone's journey is about to end.
Yeah, someone's going back to Orange County.
Yep, which we learned last week.
Someone's dad isn't gonna like Colton very much anymore.
No.
And it was rocky to begin with.
Yeah.
So now it's time for
just Cassie. What a bad way to say that.
Yeah, not
sorry.
Strong.
Just what a shit way to say that.
Let's talk about Cassie.
Let's talk about Cassie.
See, now the way you said that implies that there's gonna be a lot going on this fantasy suite date.
Because it's time. Because we know at some point in this episode,
Colton's going to jump the fence.
Colton's going to jump the fucking fence.
The fence jump has been teased since the preview for this season.
It's fucking,
back in like November.
It's here. And it's not coming. It's here.
It was confirmed on Instagram, on Twitter, by Chris Harrison that the fence jump is happening this week.
And the fact that it didn't already happen means it's happening now.
Well, I mean, it could happen during Hannah G's fantasy suite date.
No, I honestly thought the entire time it was happening during Cassie's.
Really?
Just because of how they were editing it, it looked like
it did look
she
like it
was having like
related
the,
to
like
Cassie.
Yeah. It looked like it was related to something with Cassie.
Okay.
So I was like, yo, this is when it's happening. I was ready for it.
Well, let's get into this date.
Yes.
So they meet up. Cassie's wearing a turtleneck.
That's true.
She's also wearing very high heels. Because
Dude.
This is where we realized either Colton is a giant or she is very small, or maybe it's a bit of column
A,
bit
little
of column
bit of column B, a little bit of column A, column
yeah,
B.
Yeah, a little bit of both.
She's a small head, too, which we noticed.
Well, Colton's head might just be very big.
That little column A, little column
little
B.
Column B. I have a very big head.
Yes.
Next
we both
to my
have
head,
large heads.
We both have large heads. Next to my head, most heads look small.
Very true.
Like, even there, like, they're, like, my father thinks he has a large head. Put him next to me,
your
head
father,
looks tiny.
Ed Toy has a very round head.
He does.
Very round.
So
head.
Do I.
No, I know, but we've confirmed your lumps last week.
Yeah, my head is a little lumpy, but I don't know. I feel like
No,
like
you have a very round face, very much like your father. You both look have very similar facial structures.
Yeah, my sister actually has a much more similar facial structure to my dad than I do.
Now I look at it though. I think.
Like I had to do a thing a while ago where I photoshopped Chessie's face onto everybody.
Uh-huh.
Photoshopping her face onto dad, so easy. Like they're
wow.
Like, I didn't have like I barely had to change anything.
Oh, yeah. I think I have to look at it again, but I think you're right. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I mean, you would know you're right. I wouldn't, doesn't matter.
Yeah, I know I'm right here.
You know you're right.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what I think.
What the fuck were we talking about?
Cassie's date.
Cassie's date.
Thank God I'm here.
So they have the classic, you know, walking around kind of date.
Yeah, it's a walk around,
but
walk about town.
But holy moly, is it cute as hell?
It's totes adorbs.
It's totes adorbs. My God, they like go to like a little shop together. He puts an octopus on her head. There's like a doorstop that he hits her with.
He spanks her a little bit.
Spanks her with it because
sex.
He may not have had sex with Tayshia, but who boy does he want to? What does he want to bone down?
Yeah,
on this
he
one?
Wants to. Yeah, he's ready to bone town.
Oh boy,
go to the bone zone.
Yeah,
fuck Palace.
They're like having a little fun in the shop, and they smooch. They go to like this like
they smooch everywhere.
They smooch everywhere.
Hey, do you want to stand over here and smooch? Let's go stand over there and smooch. Yeah. Hey, we're in an alley. Let's make
let's
out.
Smooch in this alley. Hey, we're on some stairs. Let's smooch on these stairs.
Hey, we're on a bridge with some people playing music and a bunch of other people. Let me grab your butt.
And smooch.
And smooch. I mean, they're on that bridge, and he butt grabs. Like, it wasn't just like a little like, ooh. It was a full-on two-hander.
Yeah.
Just like, butt.
That's... You know what? I'm going to name this maneuver right now. I'm going to call it the two scoops of raisins.
That's horrible, and I love it.
He went for two scoops of raisins.
You went for
That's
two
he...
scoops of raisins.
I don't like referring to a woman's butt as raisins. We might have to send that one back.
It's so silly.
We might have to send that one back
and
see what we get back.
It's so silly.
But I just like saying two scoops of anything. Like
two scoops of raisins.
Scoops. Like,
why don't we just... Okay, I think maybe our joke from now on will just be two scoops of something. And we'll just
two scoops of something
it.
Doesn't have to be raisins.
No, doesn't have to be raisins.
I'm thinking of like Raisin Bran.
He just goes in for raisins. He just goes in for two scoops of Chex Mix.
Two scoops of butt, really.
Two scoops of butt.
Yeah. But they're on this bridge. There's like a little band playing, and it looks like they're gonna dance, but no, that's not what they do. He grabs butt.
Two scoops of raisins.
Two scoops of raisins. And then they go to like a senior citizens dancing occasion.
Yeah, which I was really hoping one of the old ladies would grab Colton's butt, which may have happened, but I didn't see it.
We wouldn't have seen it.
It would have been hilarious.
Would have been funny.
Would have been hilarious.
Yeah.
If these old ladies got super horny for Colton.
But they're all like dancing. They're like, Cassie's dancing with some old man. Colton's dancing with some
That's
old lady.
That's my girlfriend.
And he's like, "That's my girlfriend." And the old man's like, "Ha ha ha
ha ha! I steal her away."
He doesn't. He probably didn't speak English.
I
And then they go to like a place where there's a wall where they sit on
and they just make out.
They make
like,
out
like Colton's sitting and Cassie's standing and they're eye level. That's like that's what I'm like,
yeah, that's the size differential we're talking about here. But they pop some champagne, they like drink it on this wall, and they talk about how the hometown date went.
Yeah, oh, this is where things and I was calling it.
This is where
I said everything's going really, really well. It is about to take a nosedive.
It's about to go bad.
It's going down for real.
So they talk about Cassie's hometown date, specifically how Colton, you know, asked for her father's blessing to propose to her to get married, and he said no.
And that was kind of led into by Cassie saying like, yeah, they had their doubts and everything too, and we talked about it, and then
they let it up, and it was like, yeah, I think my family liked you, and Colton was like, really? Because I asked your dad something, and he wasn't too happy.
Yeah, he was not about it.
Yeah, and this information
shook
Cassie.
Yeah,
because she
thought everything was great.
She thought everything was going well. She really thought, you know, like her family was much more like approving of this.
Yeah.
Even though I feel like her dad made it pretty clear he wasn't.
Yeah.
Like to her, like.
Oh, not even that approving. It wasn't that he didn't approve of Colton.
Yeah, he didn't.
It was that he
of the
didn't.
Journey.
He didn't. Yeah, it was the journey. He didn't think that they've been on this journey long enough.
Yeah, which to be fair, 8 weeks.
Isn't long enough.
Not
to,
long enough.
No, it's not.
Not long enough.
But in a vacuum like this, it,
yeah,
it could be.
It could be. You think about, like, you know, all them summer camp flings. That's about 8 weeks.
Yeah.
People come out of that thinking some
married.
Grandiose thoughts about...
And sometimes they get married.
Sometimes they get married, and we're at their wedding, and we dance to Cotton Eye Joe. It's real fun.
It was amazing.
It was a great time. You know who you are.
You know who you are.
You don't listen to this podcast.
No, you don't, but you should.
But you should. But like, but I see how that pressure cooker kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, it like I can. It makes sense.
Yeah.
But also, it doesn't.
Also, yeah. Also,
but also, it doesn't.
Also, it's dingus.
But also,
stupid.
But also, like, But also it doesn't, because like, hey, say whatever you want about how this show works. I do stand by. I think that some real relationships do come out of this show.
We've seen some.
We've seen
that
it.
That seemed quite beautiful.
Rachel and Brian, JoJo and Jordan, others.
JoJo and Jordan. Isn't,
Ari and Lauren are still together. They're married now.
They're married now with a kid.
They have a kid on the way.
On the way.
They haven't, the kid hasn't dropped
oh,
yet.
Oh, yeah. That, Becca.
Becca and Garrett.
And Garrett.
Yeah. They went skydiving recently.
Yeah, they went skydiving recently. That's nice.
Yeah. But like, things, like relationships do happen out of the show.
Yeah.
And like, whether or not they last.
Kendall and Joe.
Kendall and Joe.
We have to mention them at least once.
It's true.
An episode.
Whether or not they last is a different story.
Yeah.
Not Kendall and Joe. I mean, just like the relationships that come out of this show. But
they're gonna last forever.
Yeah. But you know, Cassie's dad had some
had his reservations.
He had his reservations.
And they weren't illegitimate.
No, I don't think so. But this is the first that Cassie has heard that, you know, her dad was not, you know, sort of on her side there.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that again, he pretty plainly wasn't at her hometown date. And she's like completely,
totally thrown off her game.
Yeah.
Is now super confused. Doesn't know what's happening.
Yeah.
Is just like crying and I'm just like, yo, what is about to happen?
And at this point, like the daytime part of this date is over.
Yeah.
So they both kind of go back to their respective hotel rooms and get ready, you know, for dinner that night.
Yeah.
And this is when a van pulls up to Cassie's hotel.
A mysterious stranger.
And the door opens up, and they made it kind of look like it was going to be Colton.
But they kind of made it look like it was the final rose. Like you screw, like zoom in on the shoes.
Yeah, they start the shoes. They slowly pan up.
Whose New Balance are those?
And it's like a guy. He's wearing jeans. He's wearing a plain green T-shirt.
Who
is
that?
Long sleeves. And we're like, who is this? Is Colton like showing up all like maybe he's like, hey, I noticed you're feeling not so hot.
I
like,
want to do something nice.
I
want
to do something nice. But then it pans up further. We see the head of Cassie's dad.
Dun dun dun.
Whose name I do not remember.
Yeah.
I want to say Matt.
Let's go with it.
Let's say Matt.
Let's say Matt.
Matt.
You're a Matt.
He looks like a Matt.
He looks like he could be a Matt.
Yeah, he could be a Matt.
So
not to disparage Matts,
but
bathroom
legit,
or otherwise,
legit fucking shocker. Cassie's fucking dad shows up in Portugal.
They're in Portugal,
and he just shows up. Literally, like when I say we were shook and everyone was shook. Literally everyone in the bar cannot fucking believe this is happening.
Yeah.
This was unprecedented.
Yep.
I've never seen this. Holy shit.
Yeah. And this is worse or better, one of those two, than when, you know, Becca's ex-boyfriend showed up at her fantasy suite date and when Ari called him a fucking nerd.
Fucking nerd. That was the one time we liked Ari.
Yep. And, you know, Cassie's really excited to see her dad and they sit down in her hotel room and they start talking about her relationship with Colton and like how her dad feels about this.
So her dad essentially just says, you know, he doesn't think that this journey is long. He says process, but it's journey.
Yeah, you're supposed to say journey, Matt.
You dingus. Anyway, he doesn't think this journey is long enough and that he doesn't think that, you know, Cassie necessarily is all the way in it.
Yeah.
Because he even asks her, he's like, do you love him?
Do you love him?
And she says the worst way possible, which is she goes, literally like, yeah, I think I do.
She has some very obvious
doubts. And we all
doubts.
Just went, what? If you love him, you're going to go, yes, I'm in love with him.
Because her dad talks about, like, you know, how he felt in his relationship with Cassie's mother, how he feels, she's not dead,
right.
How he feels about, you know, Cassie's mother, whatever her name is, I'm not gonna name her,
Jenny.
I was gonna say Maya.
Maya.
Matt and Maya. Those are 100% not, Cassie's dad might be named Matt, her mother's name is definitely not Maya.
Maya.
Definitely not Maya.
What if it was?
But and he was saying, like, when I, you know, met her, like, I, like we, you know, we dated, and I was...
Neo Maya.
Like, I was 100%... I'm trying to make a point right here. I'm trying to summarize, and you made another joke.
I'm sorry.
And it wasn't even that good.
That's what he said. He was like, me or Maya, when he met her mom.
It's not what he said, because her name's not Maya.
But it is in this universe.
All right, fine. But you're saying that, you know, when they were together, like, he was like 100% certain. Like, he loved her. He wanted to marry her. Like, he knew that. He talked about God, and we're just going to ignore that for a little while.
He made one reference. He didn't really, like... Yeah, he didn't get too much into that. He didn't make that, like, the big thing of this.
Yeah.
Which we were all worried, like, oh, boy.
We're making this a religious thing?
Yeah, but no. He made that in one... He said once, and he kind of left it.
Yeah. And he was... And they said, like, do you feel, like, 100% certain about Colton? Like, is there no doubt in your mind that you want to be with Colton? And she kind of starts to break down.
She kind of starts, breaks her.
Because she has some doubts. And I think that, Cassie is starting to, like, see the cracks in this. Because, this relationship, however it goes, like, in this ridiculous TV show, it isn't long enough. Like,
it's not. We've,
like, because you think, sure, Cassie's made it to week 8. But, like, you could probably count on like, two hands the number of hours she spent with Colton at that time. Like one-on-one hours. Him. Yeah. You could probably count those maybe on two hands. That one-on-one date seemed pretty long.
Yeah.
But, like, you could, like...
And he's had more than one one-on-one.
Huh?
He's had two one-on-ones with her.
With Cassie? Yeah.
No, has technically. He? Well, he's had this date.
This date. Well, I'm talking about the other one.
That's what I'm saying. Like, all together, even just with that date that happened that day, too.
Yeah. Like, that's not enough time
to spend with a person
to decide whether or not you want to spend the rest of your life with them. And that's like us poking holes in the Bachelor franchise is not what we're here to do.
Right.
But that's what, you know, Cassie's dad is saying. And that's where she's starting to realize, like, that, you know, she may have strong feelings about Colton right now, but it's
not necessarily love.
And not just that, like, she doesn't know, like, it's not whether or not, like, she can commit to like getting married. It's just she's just not ready yet.
She's not ready yet, and she doesn't know if it really is him. And she's not sure if she's gonna get there with him.
Yeah, and you need more time than that.
Yeah,
and I think that, you know, with, and that's where I see, you know, it's weird that this is where I kind of see, like, Cassie is kind of young, I guess.
23.
I know she's 23. I'm just like, in comparison to, like, to Rachel, the last several bachelorettes ago, not the last bachelorette, but, like, how, like, she's made it very clear that, like, she was very confident in her relationship with Brian.
Yes.
Like, television may not have shown that because they wanted us to root for Peter. I didn't suck at Peter. But, like, she was very confident in her relationship with Brian. She was 100% confident.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, like, Rachel may have the maturity to come to that conclusion. Whereas,
Cassie
being young and not necessarily having the same amount of experiences
in relationships
or just in life in general.
Or even in The Bachelor itself.
Yeah. Cause, like, that, you know, that it may not be possible for her to come to the same conclusions.
Yeah. I agree.
And again, that's not necessarily because of Cassie's age. It's just sort of, it's circumstantial. I don't want to dunk on people for being young.
We're not here trying to do that.
I'm nowhere near getting, like, engaged or anything like that, but I'm, like, barely older than Cassie. Like,
yeah. I just think, well, you made a lot of good points, and I just wanted.
And I feel like I made all those points last week too.
Yeah, I mean, but, like, yeah, well,
but, like, we're still there. We're still in this. Like,
damn right.
Yeah.
So. I'm just, the points I want to make a little bit.
Yeah.
This was problematic in a lot of ways, too. So, well, I believe, and I think we both can agree, that Cassie's dad made some very legitimate points.
Yes.
About the process, the journey, the whatever. And we agreed with them.
Yes.
But what I don't love is that this became a very manipulative kind of tactic by him, whereas, like, maybe he says he really likes Colton, but he's really trying to stop this whole thing from happening by showing up and then, like, I'm not saying he's an evil person, but I'm saying, like, using kind of, like, this emotional manipulation and getting her to doubt everything and then go a completely different way, and then he gets what he wants. I'm not sure, but it feels this way a little bit. I feel like she was manipulated a little bit here by like her father kind of, like, doing that, and I think
I mean, here's where I'm at with that, because that was, you know, that was cried out a lot at the bar while we were watching the episode, and I
felt it. I don't know if it was necessarily true, but it felt that way. You could feel it a little bit. for me, I didn't feel like that.
You know?
It was purely genuine, and it was just, and it just brought out the feelings that were already there.
I mean, purely genuine. I don't want to use those words, but
I do feel like
you know, Cassie does have doubts about this relationship, and it like
this kind of just brought them more to a head.
I think the manipulation isn't so much her father as much as it is the producers for bringing her father there.
That's fair. Yeah, that's fair. Maybe not put it on her father.
Her dad didn't need to show up.
Right, no,
you're
there. Right. Maybe not. Yeah, maybe it's wrong. It's wrong for me to put it on the father.
Yeah.
I'm putting more on the producers for allowing this to be a thing. Sorry. Yeah.
Because like,
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I don't necessarily like put that on her dad. I put like, you didn't need, like, producers of The Bachelor didn't need to fucking fly her dad out there, you know?
Yeah.
Because you know they did.
Yeah, they 100% did.
Yeah. And like, like, it's just what it, like, nothing that her dad said was necessarily wrong, or two, anything that he hadn't already kind of expressed during her hometown date.
He just was able to kind of express it again, and she was able to kind of more like,
in a different situation.
In a different situation, and she was able to like really hear him.
Because especially when you remember during her hometown
date, she kind of fought back about
it. She was very defensive.
Yeah.
And I think
now that she's here in the situation, she's able to kind of like see it through that the lens he was giving her, and then like, oh wow, he's right.
Yeah,
you make it. I you know what? You're right. I think you're right, and that you changed my mind on that one.
Like, I don't think no one here is perfect.
That's some good BB. Look, I just want to.
Yeah,
that was some good shit right there.
Yeah, right.
Like that was like some enlightened conversation we had about this.
We're
like,
good.
Dumb dingus show.
Yeah.
Look at us.
Yeah. No, I don't think like.
Who says pizza isn't brain food?
Right. No one here is completely blameless.
Yeah.
Except maybe Cassie. So, but like,
well,
I like Cassie.
I'm not saying I don't like Cassie.
I like Cassie.
But this wasn't great.
I mean, okay. So let's go into the rest of this.
Yeah.
Because after this conversation with her dad, Cassie makes the decision she's going to go home.
Yeah.
She's done.
She announces that to the camera.
To the camera. She's like, I'm.
And we were like, yo.
And like she says, like, I have to send my cell phone. This is where we're at now. So now we're heading towards the evening portion of this dinner. Sex? Question
Maybe.
Mark?
It's on the table.
Question
including
mark?
Including on the table.
And so Cassie, you know,
sits down. Everything seems like it's okay.
She gets dressed up. She puts on makeup. Not exactly attire I'd wear for quitting a dating competition, but.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
This was something I thought about while we were watching.
Why did you put on this dress?
Like, if you're,
this is the state. This is where it's like, girl. Like, this is the business.
Is this like a producer move, or is it like, what is this? Because you're about to like go out, like you're about
like,
to go
Elise,
out here
this is
and
like Elise,
shatter somebody, and you're gonna make sure you look hot while doing it.
This is like Elise wearing basically a fucking wedding dress to break up with Colton.
This was worse than that, because like...
What I'm saying is like, that's what that was.
Yeah, I think this was just worse.
Cause, it was like, worse.
Because especially knowing like Elise just kind of sent herself home out of the blue. She was like, I'm done here, bye. Whereas like...
I'm going on this date and I'm going to sit there and then I'm going to get all dressed up and then I'm
going to
leave.
Cassie is going into like essentially the second half of a one-on-one date and she's still like... She's still
Part
showing
of her
up, like
is trying to make it work.
Yeah, because like this is where I think like she does still, you know, feel like she doesn't know what she's doing.
Yeah.
She might completely change her mind. Walking from like her hotel to dinner.
Yeah,
she wasn't completely solid on this decision.
Yeah, and like once she sat down, it just like I think it just all hit her at some point. Like they were joking a little bit, and then it was boom.
Yeah. So they sit down, and they drink wine, they're talking, and eventually Cassie brings up, you know, I spoke to my dad.
Today.
Earlier.
No, I spoke to my dad earlier. And then Colton goes, today?
Today? So Colton didn't know this was happening.
So Colton had a zero idea.
Yeah. And they,
today?
And Colton, and they're both talking about how... You know what her dad said about like you know having doubts in this relationship,
and you need to be sure,
feeling sure. And Cassie basically said like I don't feel sure. I don't feel like 100%. Like she said like I know you want that. Like you want someone who's going to feel that. I don't know like if I can get there.
Yeah.
Given that, like, you know, if I get a rose, like, at the end of this week, next week, like, you could be proposing to me. Like, I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
And she did continue to say, I'm not there yet. She did say, I don't think I can get there. Like, she did say that, but nothing she said was definitive. Like, she never said, I'm not going to get there.
Like, it was trying to leave it open.
Again, I stand by this. Like, one, this is definitely a difficult decision.
Yes.
Because she, like, I think it was made very clear at this point, too, that she does have, like, feelings for Colton.
She definitely does.
I mean, and we'll talk more about that in, like, a minute, maybe. But, like, Colton is pretty blindsided. Like,
he immediately, like, oh my, shook.
He starts shaking.
Yeah. Because this is his fear.
Like, visibly shaking.
Yeah, this is the fear that he always talks about. Like, yeah. I'm going to be in love with someone and they're not going to love me back.
Yeah. So this is bad.
This devolves so quick.
This gets so wild.
And this gets fucking wild for the Bachelor
date. Because this gets...
Because literally the entire mystery is just revealed.
All right, so at this point, we're just kind of going to start recapping because this is not funny anymore. Like, this was honestly a very real exchange that happened on this show.
Yeah.
Like, there's, like, we can dunk on everything as much as we can, but I don't have goofs on this. We might find some.
That, like, well, you know, we'll suss through them.
Yeah, but we may find some goofs, but...
But there's some real shit here.
So here's how this goes now.
BBR slow jam.
Yeah.
No, we're not slow jamming this.
Smooth jazzercise.
There it was.
There's a goof. But so Colton starts breaking down, and he says, like, I need to ask you, like, were you planning on going home tonight?
And she says,
I don't know. Like, she, like, oh, she says yes. She says yes, but then she backtracks, like, immediately.
Yeah, it's true.
She does say yes, but then she backtracks.
Yeah.
Because she don't know. Like, she was planning on going home when she left the hotel room, but, like...
Now that she's here, now she's here again. She still doesn't feel it,
with
but
Colton.
She's like, making the move, and she doesn't know because she's very conflicted, which is understandable.
And, like, she says, like, I really care about you. Like, she says, I love you, but I don't know if I'm in love with you.
She didn't say... Did she say love?
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
She say that at that point? Because I know she said it once later.
No, she did say it at this point.
Okay.
She did say it at this
point. I don't remember. Yeah. There was so much going on. I didn't remember seeing it yet.
There was a lot going on. But she says, like, I love you. I don't know if I'm, like, in love with you.
Right.
And they go back and forth on this topic for, like, 45 whole minutes.
I mean, yeah, literally. So, and Colton just has everything.
Yeah.
He lays it all out.
This is where Colton parts the kimono, like, completely.
Yeah, like, we know everything.
Yeah.
He says, I would have chosen you.
Yeah, like he admits he's in love with her.
He says, I love you. I'm in love with you. At the end of this, I would have picked.
I was gonna pick you.
I was gonna pick you.
Like, at the end of this, like he
it was you. I will fight for you. I will be there for you.
And he even says, like, look, if you don't think that
you're ready for this, that's okay. We don't have to be engaged. We don't have to, like I'm okay putting that off. I just want it to be you. Like, I can't imagine it not being you.
Yeah. Like, he's like, I don't need to propose at the end of this. We can just have a relationship like people.
And I was like, holy shit.
Yeah. And like this was the point where the bartender came up to us and said, guys, can you keep it down a little bit? Because we were, like, screaming at this.
Yeah.
Because Colton just straight up spoiled his own season.
Which, like, when the fuck has that happened?
Yeah. This was nuts. In the time I've been watching the show, this has not happened. Where it was televised.
Like, I'm just like, yo!
Like, spoilers leak on the internet, whatever. Reality steep, whatever.
Right. But which we're pretty good at avoiding.
For an aired episode of this show, for Colton, for the lead, to straight up say, yeah, I was gonna pick you at the end of this, fuck.
Yo!
It's unprecedented. Like,
this was the most dramatic episode yet.
Yeah. This really was, and it gets worse.
Yeah.
So
then they're, like, moving out.
So wait, hold on. So Cassie stands up and walks away, and she says,
"Just, I'm done."
Like, she's like, "I gotta go," and she just kind of, like, walks around the corner and, like, starts talking to a producer. Colton just sort of sits there stunned for a while.
And yeah, like you said, literally shaking.
Literally shaking. Like he is visibly shaking on television right now. Like this, honestly, this poor boy is having a panic attack.
Also, I just want to give some credits to the producers of this show.
Yeah.
They did it. They made us like Colton.
They made us like Colton. Like, all of a sudden, I'm rooting for this boy. Like, I have been, like, half rooting for him this whole time. I'm like, yeah, all right, come on. I want Colton to find love. I'm watching The Bachelor. But now I'm, like, sitting here watching him,
how could you do this to this boy?
Watching him, like, break emotionally. And I'm like, how dare you?
How could you do this to this Colton, boy?
This boy. Just Colton, I need you to find love, Colton.
And I said that.
And, like no shade at Cassie, but, like...
They did it.
Like, they did it. I like Colton now. I like Colton.
This episode has to be titled... This episode has to be titled The Fuck Palace in some fashion, but also... They did it. I like Colton now.
Yeah. I'm sitting there, like, we're like rooting for him. Like, come on, Colton, you got this. Like,
you're gonna get through this, man.
You're gonna be okay, man. It's all gonna be okay. And Colton gets up and he, like, walks over to where Cassie is standing, and he's like, hey, can we
just... starts hugging her.
And he's like, can we go for a walk? And they just, like, walk like maybe 20 feet. Yeah, 5, 20, whatever.
Let's get away from these cameras and go to these other cameras.
Yeah. And they just, like, walk away, and they continue to hug. They both talk about how they love each other. Like, they both said the words, I love you, to each other at this point. They have both said it now.
Right, but they're not... But she's not in love with him.
We're not clear on that at this point. We're not clear on that.
She's so confused.
She's confused, which is another thing she keeps repeating.
A lot.
Yeah, because... Yeah. Yeah, I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Like, that's where we're at right now. And...
And so, and just to kind of, like, you know, just speed this along a little bit, she gets in the car and leaves.
She gets in the car and leaves. And now...
They hug and kiss goodbye.
They hug, kiss, maybe a little too much, but, like...
Yeah, maybe a little too much
for
a breakup.
This was, like, a weird thing that's happening. This is not something I've seen on The Bachelor before.
Ever.
She gets in the car and she leaves, and... Oh, we found the goof. Guys, it's happening. It's time. Colton goes back up to his room.
And she breaks down in the car.
Huh? Yeah, she cries in the car. Whatever. We'll get back.
It's not important anymore.
Let's be real.
Who fucking cares?
We're done talking about Cassie this week, all right? At least for the recap part.
Because if you check your watch, if you check your watch, it's time.
What's it time for?
It's jump o'clock, baby.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Is it happening?
Yeah.
The moment America's been waiting for.
Maybe the most anticipated jump of all time.
Honestly, yeah. Look. Sorry, I'm eating pizza. I don't watch sports. I know there's jumping involved.
Occasionally.
Alan, you watch sports.
I do.
Have you ever anticipated a jump this much?
Never in my life.
Colton goes up to his hotel room.
Angry.
Angry. He's upset. Well, no, I wouldn't say angry. He's maybe a little angry.
Mix of emotions.
Yeah, there's a lot of emotions. They're running hot.
Well said.
Thank you. He says the line that we've been waiting to hear. So I'm fucking done.
I'm fucking done.
Fucking done.
And what does that mean? Is he no longer the Bachelor?
I don't know. He comes out of his hotel room, pushes a cameraman out of the way. Get that corn out of my face. Did we already do that bit, or did we cut that part out?
No, we cut that part out.
Okay.
But I thought it was a very good
bit. It's a very good bit.
And I feel like it needs to happen.
It's a very good bit. And he gets that corn out of his face. Oh, I remember Corinne.
Get that corn
get
back
that, get
in
that
my
corn
face.
In the face.
Get
he gets the corn out of his face. And he's like walking, and he sees it shining in the distance. Just it's a fence.
Yeah.
It's a white fence. Really more of a gate, to be honest.
Yeah, true. And he's walking with quite a gait. He's walking with a confident gait. just push through that.
So, sorry. I'm going to be honest what just happened here. Alan pointed at me to talk about the confident gait. And I opened my mouth and a small bit of pizza fell out onto his hand.
And I was disgusted. But we're so close as friends that it's okay.
It's okay. Oh, God. Colton is walking towards this fence with his confident gait. He takes his mic off. And he announces, I'm taking this mic off. I'm taking the mic off. And then the producer, there's like a producer. Oh, he's taking his mic off. He's taking his mic. Somebody call Chris.
Get Chris.
Somebody get Chris. And then just boom, Chris Harrison's on
the scene. Out of the darkness, he's out. He's there, man.
He's there. Colton?
Colton? Colton, come on, buddy.
And that's when we see it. Effortless.
I mean.
Just walk. He doesn't even take a running start.
I mean, this was amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, he just, two hands on top, whoom, and just is over.
Yeah.
In a single move.
Yeah.
Can leap tall gates in a single bound.
It was, honestly, just like it was nothing. Like, it was nothing.
Colton's a fit boy.
Just goes over the fence.
Also, like, in, like, nice clothes.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And, like, we talked about how tight his jeans are.
Yeah.
He's not earlier. Flexible.
Yeah, he's a virgin.
He's a virgin.
He even told us.
He just leaps over this gate like nothing.
Like, it was nothing.
And then just, he's gone.
Like a fart in the wind.
He's gone. Chris Harrison and the producer and like Cameron, like, get up to the gate and they're like, struggle to open it.
Yeah.
They're like, how do you
open it? Do you push a button? Do you pull it? How do you do it?
I don't know. Eventually they get the gate open.
I think Chris even was like, even dropped a couple F-bombs.
Yeah.
He's like, did he just jump over the fucking gate?
Yeah.
He just jumped over the fucking gate.
Like this whole episode is like, has been just unprecedented Bachelor.
Yeah.
But so much so that you have shook Chris Harrison himself.
Yeah. I've never seen him so at a loss.
Yeah. Because this was good.
So Chris Harrison's natural tracking instincts come into play. He picks up some dirt, he smells it, he blows it in the wind.
Yep.
He went that way. there were dog barking. There's dogs barking over there. He's that way.
That's actually what he says. The dirt in the wind thing.
Yeah, that's not.
Didn't happen. But Chris Harrison does like say at one point, I hear dogs barking that way. He went that way. And they follow him, like they're bringing cameras, and like it's pitch black out here.
Yeah, like, there's no moon out, I don't think.
I to be honest, I wasn't tracking the moon at that point.
Yeah, fair enough.
But like,
I wasn't tracking the moon cycle.
Yeah. But Chris Harrison, like, you see him, he just looks up, he's fucking gone.
He's fucking, yeah. And like, he's really fucking gone.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
He's gone.
This is kind of terrifying too.
Little
like
bit.
Dude, like, you're in a foreign land and you just ran into the woods.
Pretty like, or he may have just followed a road.
Oh, but essentially, it looked like they're more in the countryside. Like,
yeah.
This looks like they're in a city.
Like, there weren't lights. Like,
no.
It's dark out there.
That's what I mean. And that's what I'm saying. I don't even think about the moon. You might be able to see him a little bit.
Yeah.
There's not shit around.
Yeah.
This is insane.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of like, at this point, at a loss for words.
Well, I've got three words for you. To be continued.
Oh, man. That's supposed to be a rope. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, that's not the end.
It's just a goof.
We'll get back to it.
Because we said we
But that's kidding. The end of the episode.
That is.
We
don't even know what's going to happen with Anna G.
So, yeah.
So, like, let's
break this down.
Can we break this down?
Because here's where I'm at now. And I discussed this a little bit at the bar here. The only way for this season to end now is for Colton to just be lost in the wilderness forever.
Yeah.
Or for like him to come back and admit he's not in love with Tayshia or Hannah G and just call it quits there.
Yeah.
Or somehow like he like comes to some like him and Cassie just decide to have a normal relationship as humans. Like
or he goes, wait, no, actually I'll go with Hannah.
I don't think he can
do
that.
No, he won't. He can't, but I'm just saying like,
like, at this point, I don't think he can pick either of the other two women.
No, I think you're 100% right.
He full-on admitted he is in love with Cassie. He was going to pick her at the end of this. You can't televise that and then have him propose to Hannah G. Like you can't do that.
But we know he gets on he gets to the end.
Like, I guess he'll be back, but like...
But what I'm saying, like, I think we've seen a clip, right?
Maybe.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah.
I
don't remember.
I honestly don't pay a lot of attention to the
yeah,
like, trailers.
Yeah, too much away.
They always give a lot away. Yeah. But like that's... Honestly, if this season ends with, like, him just proposing to, like, Tayshia or Hannah G, I'm going to be a little, like,
disappointed. What the fuck was this for?
And like a little like, and like, because you know, like that relationship ain't gonna last. Like that's yeah. like, he openly admitted that he was in love with another woman, like this episode.
Right. Like yes.
There's like, how do you come back from that?
And how can you say that you were also then in, as in love with another?
Yeah,
woman?
You can't turn around and just say, I guess Hannah, I'm in love
she,
with Hannah
I love you more.
Yeah. Or Tayshia. It could
or Tayshia.
It's not Tayshia. It's not Tayshia. Sorry.
Yeah.
But like
sorry, but definitely not sorry.
Yeah. Like, how do you come back from this?
That's the million dollar question,
like that's,
my dude.
Yeah.
Like, I have no idea.
Like,
this is truly uncharted territory.
Like this, I have never been more excited to see the next episode of The Bachelor.
Oh, sorry, not the next episode.
Episodes. Because the finale is going to be a two-night event.
Holy shit.
Yeah, and not to mention we have the Women Tell All tomorrow night.
Which we'll figure that
which
out.
Which we're going to talk, we'll get to that once we're done discussing this episode. Because I have like sort of an idea that we'll discuss live on a fucking podcast. I can't imagine that this season is going to end with Colton getting engaged to
anyone else.
I don't, and honestly, he shouldn't get engaged to Cassie at the end of this either.
No,
like,
he shouldn't.
If somehow if they bring Cassie back, like, he shouldn't get engaged to her. Like, if anything, like, the ideal ending, like, would be for, like, him and Cassie to, like, run off together. Like, just have,
elope.
Like, or not even elope.
Well, just not even elope, but just
move
go,
back to,
yeah.
move, like, just go and have a relationship like normal people do. Like,
yeah.
Just to see, like, maybe, like just, because, like, they love each other, but, like, Cassie doesn't know if she wants, like, Cassie's a little, like, a little wishy-washy on this one. Which I get, totally fair.
See, like give, like I'm, like, he wants to fight for her.
Yeah. Like you can't say, I want to fight for you and then propose to someone else. Like, I just can't, like, I don't know how this is. I don't know how this is going.
You know what?
It's completely wild.
What I'm just still kind of thrown about, just that I didn't see this feeling for Cassie. I don't know where it came from. Just because, like, how do you go and have that date with Cassie, which they made out the whole time, and then have that date with Hannah G, and then just have that shower
exactly.
scene? Exactly. And then, that's what I'm saying. Like, how can you say that? Like, it's just weird that it ended up being Cassie to me.
Yeah, I mean. I can see
all signs to me pointed to Hannah G.
No, I was seeing a lot more with Cassie. I really
fair
was
enough,
like
enough.
Like I just like I like he also definitely has a very real physical chemistry with Hannah G. But
the emotional aspect,
I always thought emotionally, because remember he brought Cassie back to like his room, like they like slept
yeah,
together, like
yeah.
they
well
like I mean like in a very literal sense they
yeah,
slept together
yeah.
like that like. Like literally the words slept together.
Yeah.
Like, but like they, like this was like weeks ago, like, but like not tonight. Like they definitely, I was fairly confident, you know, him and Cassie had a very, had
intimate,
a much,
very
yeah,
intimate relationship.
Very, like, yeah. Like they had a very strong relationship, and I'm not saying he doesn't have that with Hannah G,
but
like
that real emotional connection, he felt it with Cassie.
Clearly he
clearly,
did.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah.
I like, it's, and we'll find out next week.
Shit's bonkers, dude.
We'll find out next week.
Yeah,
that's all. That's really it. Like, we can't.
I can't think of a time we've been more left speechless.
Honestly, yeah.
I think the only time was Ari and Becca's thing, but we were at least able to kind of have some thoughts about this.
Yeah.
This, I don't know what the fuck's gonna happen.
Yeah. It's. Yeah, we'll see. That's it. That's really it.
Yeah.
I
don't even know if I have like I don't even know if I have a play the game like. With all of this, like that's what's weird. That's what's insane.
It's hard. Yeah, I. Do you want to just skip play the game?
I think I'm not trying to like be, you know, controversial here, but I don't even think I can do one this week.
Yeah, I don't like. This episode was a lot to watch.
It doesn't feel like we should be doing a play of the game.
There
after
wasn't
this shit.
Yeah, I don't. I'm like. Because we can, like, goof and be like, hey, play the game goes to, like, the musicians who watch
musicians
Colton.
Musicians who watch them
butt grab.
Two scoops of raisins.
Yeah, like, we can do shit like that, but, like.
But it doesn't feel right.
After this episode, like,
it doesn't
boy,
feel,
I don't
yeah,
think
I don't
so.
Feel,
yeah.
The energy isn't right.
I don't think so. Like,
we could definitely have plays of the game, I guess, you know, next
this episode
week
was like not raw and uncut, but like
it was
genuinely like no other episode of this show
I've ever
like,
seen.
This was wild.
And I always thought Nick Vile like putting himself onto someone else's season was the craziest thing.
Yeah.
This took the cake, man.
This was nuts. Like just hearing Colton just spell out this was how the season was gonna fucking end. Like this was it.
Yeah, that blows my mind.
Yeah, like how are we like we're not doing play of the game. Yeah. We're not doing play of the game. Like sorry to
the tens of listeners who listen to this only for play of the game.
Yeah. Sorry for the people who like scrub through this looking for like the Overwatch music. But yeah,
it just doesn't feel appropriate.
A gentleman's agreement. We're not doing it.
Gentleman's agreement.
Handshake sound.
Handshake.
Thank you.
Handshake sound.
Handshake sounds. So let's talk a little bit about the women tell all.
Yeah.
So that's happening. Assuming this episode goes live on Tuesday, that's happening tonight.
Or tomorrow, respectively, for when we're
recording. Yeah. We've kind of always avoided doing episodes on the Women Tell All, Men Tell All episodes because they're generally garbage fires.
Huge garbage fires.
Huge garbage fires.
Huge.
Sorry. And also combined with the fact that I do have to work tomorrow night.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to watch it live.
Yeah.
I think we're just going to kind of leave it open-ended whether or not we're going to do an episode about the Women Tell All.
I think what's always good, though, we usually watch it and then like give it a little synopsis.
We give it a little synopsis, but considering what we watched tonight.
Yeah.
And basically like seeing tomorrow night confirming that Colton is not lost in the woods of Portugal.
Yeah, he's clearly alive.
If like we're both going to watch the episode.
Yeah.
Like we can commit to that. If we can come to an agreement that it's worth doing an episode on, even like a short, like 30-minuter, maybe. If it's worth doing an episode on,
I think that's completely
we'll
fair.
We'll do one. If we watch it, we don't think it's worth doing an episode on, you'll just hear from us next week. We'll do what we always do, and we'll do a little like recap.
Like, here was the big thing that happened. That was it. All right.
Yeah. Like
actual Bachelor shit now.
Yeah. Like if, I don't know, Demi kills someone live.
Yeah, if Demi literally murders.
Then we'll do an episode.
Maybe they announce the new Bachelorette.
Yeah, no, they'll save that for after the final rose.
Yeah, they won't pull a Rachel anymore.
Well, I mean, they did that on After the Final Rose. They didn't do that at the Women's.
Oh, was
Ball.
After the final? No. Remember, they did that before. They did that on Fantasy Suites. Remember?
Yes.
Before Fantasy Suites, they announced Rachel was the Bachelorette, and they were like, "Well, she's not fucking winning."
Yeah. That's fair. They did that. That was that, and they did the same thing with
and even
Nick.
Chris like was like, "I'm so sorry."
Yeah,
which was very interesting to see him like, "Guys, I don't know why this happened. I'm so sorry."
Yeah. Yeah, they announced it right before the Fantasy Suites too, like which is when she got sent home.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but I don't think they're gonna be doing shit like that again.
No. Backlash on that was harsh.
Yeah. So yeah, the future, like regardless, we'll be back with an episode sometime next week. Just a reminder that the finale is a two-part episode,
mm-hmm.
So don't expect like a Monday.
All of your questions answered.
Yeah, like I mean, when we come back, it'll be one episode about the whole finale. We're not going to do two separate episodes on it.
Yeah.
You're
right. I think that's the better way to do it.
Yeah. I we'll just do one full episode on the finale and maybe the Women Tell All.
We'll find some time maybe. Because it's going to be a lot and that's going to roll into both of our like times off and work schedules. So that episode might come a little later because it's going to be a long episode. So it might, I don't know. I'm just putting this out there. It might be a week past that. For me, I know I won't be available until then.
Okay. We'll figure
maybe,
something out.
Maybe, I don't know. I might, some work schedule stuff might change, but I know Monday, Tuesdays are my days off.
Yeah, I know.
So we'll figure it out. Don't worry. You will get all of our takes and all of our synopsis on this entire insane finale coming up.
Yeah. Shit, we're kind of leaving this episode on a low note.
You know what's a high note, though?
Tell me.
How great it is doing Bros Before Rose.
I was going to say the refreshing taste of Powerade.
You beat me to it. Because let me tell you, Powerade just, it refreshes you. It gives you the electrolytes that you need.
And it gives you the energy you need to fly JetBlue.
Damn right it does, Alex. Let me tell you, when you're sitting with the most leg room in JetBlue, sipping on a Powerade, eating the blue side of a Domino's pizza box, you're sitting there thinking to yourself, damn, could life get any better? Yes, because you could also be eating Blue Terra Blues chips.
I don't think they do those anymore on JetBlue.
God damn it! You waited till the end of this to tell me? I've made that joke like 5 times.
Guys, thanks for listening to Bros and Four Rows. We're available on podcasting apps. Listen, pick one and listen to it.
Just make your choice.
Shout outs to our host, Anchor.
We love you.
It's a great service. If you download their app, you can listen to our podcast on that app. You can also leave us voice messages that if you leave us one, it could get played on a future episode of this show.
Barring your consent.
Yeah, with consent, obviously. That's it. That's it?
That's
it?
More?
Is there more?
Twitter.
Oh, right. Yeah, follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Old Man Beefy.
BossMoss91.
That's it?
That's it.
Cool. I'm Alex Toy.
I'm Alan Moss.
And this has been
the most
dramatic
episode
yet.
God, wait, they really
mean it this time.
Dude, no, but like for real. But wait, no, but they really fucking got rid of blues chips. I'm like, serious? Is that a real thing that happened? Because
yeah.
That's half of the reason I flew on JetBlue. Yeah. No, you rocked my world. I'm not on the Discovery Channel.